Well, if you worry about what possible privatisation of the ABC might mean for the national broadcaster, imagine if it was switched off entirely. That is just what's happened in Greece overnight as the government pulled the plug on the public broadcaster ERT as part of its austerity measures. Well, some Greeks are happy to see the end of the broadcaster because of so-called financial mismanagement. Others are upset they have lost an important source of information and entertainment. Matteo Gagliardi with this report.
Look, the situation now, this moment that we're talking in Athens, in the centre of Athens, it's unbelievable. Police has surrounded the main building of ERT, and they called the employees, the people that are used to work for ERT, they're in the building. They don't want to leave the building. The police force is around the building, and they say that anyone is going to be arrested, they're not going to pay him the last salary. It's ridiculous.
Panos Apostola is a newsreader at Melbourne Greek radio station 3XY Radio. He was formerly a journalist in Greece and knows some of the journalists at ERT, or ERT, the national public broadcaster, which was shut down overnight.
And the situation, it's a bit complicated, if I might say. There are two options. Everyone agrees that ERT was a problem for many years. A problem because the governments were spending a lot of money to run that business. Last year, only they spent 300 million euros to run the ERT, the channels, the three TV channels, and dozens of radio stations across Greece, which is an enormous cost. And at the same time, the revenues from the advertisements were not enough, and also the rates were very, very low, like 4, 5, or 6%. In the last 3 years, after when we have the financial crisis in Greece, many Greeks lost an enormous amount of their salaries and the wages and the pensions, but was not happening the same with many public servants like the ones in ERT. But that's the one side of the story, okay? And the governmental side of the story. And as we have seen here in 3XY radio station, there are many people called and they agreed with Prime Minister's decision. But there is also another side of the story. The announcement was very sudden. Nobody expected to happen like that. ERT is the Hellenic voice abroad, outside of Greece.
Yeah.
So it's very essential, okay, for Greeks, not only in Greece, but also in around the world. Okay, there are several millions of Greeks living around the world, and they're getting all the information that they need from Greece, from ERT World, which is the satellite channel of ERT. But now, they won't have any access to that. And dozens of people called us this morning, and they were really upset with that, especially older people. So the sentimental cost is enormous as well.
For years, ERT, or ERT, has been the national broadcaster, very much like the ABC is in Australia. And ERT has been the mainstay and very much the voice of Greece for a long, long time.
George Denikin, who is of Greek descent, has been a renowned broadcaster and news presenter for SBS, Channel 9 and Channel 10. He felt shocked by the unprecedented event of a national broadcaster being pulled from air.
It is unprecedented, and there was no warning. Imagine now, yeah, if you came to work tomorrow and the doors were shut, and that's exactly what's transpired, and there are people mounting protests. They're saying that existing employees are going to try and apply for new positions, and the government says that they're going to give them a time frame to create a new organisation. What it was a case of trying to move this monolith that had probably outgrown, you know, the state of play. The country, when things are rich, you can afford to have half a dozen, reporters extra on each and every desk, a number of crews on each and every desk. When times are tough, it's a bit like in a storm, what do? Do you put up the spinnaker or do you batten down the hatches? And what they're doing is they're battening down the hatches because the enormity of the impost on the Greek government and the way of life is huge, and they're trying to rein that in. But like everything else, it's like when you give something to someone, it's very hard to then take it back. And that's the state. That's the to and fro that we're seeing at the moment. But no one ever imagined that the to and fro would reach this point, where a government has just turned off the switch.
Yeah, it's a very interesting situation there.
It gives you an exclamation mark, if you want, to help explain just how dire things are becoming in parts of Greece and in parts of the day-to-day life of the average Greek, when their national broadcaster, right or wrong, can be turned off, whether it's for a day, whether it's for a week, whether it's for a month, or whether it's for a year or whatever. But for me, as a former broadcaster, one at SBS and then at Channel 9 and then at 10, it's extraordinary that a country would turn off its, not its main publishing or platform, but its voice, you know, and its face. That's extraordinary.
Former broadcaster and TV news presenter George Denikian ending that report by Matteo Gagliardi.